Did you go to any other places beside the tiger farm?
Yeah, actually, they had a whole array of special animal farms. They had a crocodile farm, they had a snake farm, and they also had an elephant farm. And I went to the elephant farm or ranch or whatever it was called.
Right, you know, could you tell me about that? I mean, how were the elephants treated? How was the experience?
Actually, to be honest, I was surprised. I felt sorry for the elephants. I didn't really feel that sorry for the tigers, oddly enough, probably because they just lie around and sleep. But the elephants, you know, they kind of have to work. I mean, it's definite work. They're put to work, and even though they've been doing this for years, for some reason, it just seems strange. Like they had a lot of the elephants chained to poles, you know, so they couldn't get away. And you have to figure if you're chained inside, that's kind of nature's way of saying that you want to go someplace else. So, I did feel sorry for them. And but you know, they're really cute. Like you ride on the elephant, and then they give you know, the sugar cane. It's really cheesy. It's really commercialized. And they take you along this trail, and then every now and then you can buy the sugar cane and feed it to the elephant, and then the elephant does some little trick to show you that he's thankful. But it does seem pretty unnatural.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, yeah, it seems unnatural, a little bit like forced. And you know, I guess it's kind of easy to be cynical about it, but essentially we're talking about, you know, these animals, they're making money. So again, we're back to the kind of ethical or moral kind of point, you know. I guess elephants are cute, and elephants have this, you know, we have this curiosity about elephants.
Well, one thing that I thought was interesting is that when you do this trip, like the first part of the trip, you're on an elephant, and then eventually you get off the elephant, and they put you on an ox cart, an ox pulled cart, and then you later on you're on like on a bamboo raft. But you know, when you're sitting on the ox cart and you're going along, it dawned on me that you don't feel sorry for the ox.
Right,
You
that's
know,
interesting, yeah.
like I had a connection with the elephant, I kind of felt a little bit guilty, but the ox. Like nobody has any connection to it at all. It's just like, yeah, that's your job. You've been doing it for hundreds, thousands of years. So maybe that's it. Like the elephant, maybe in 1,000 years, people wouldn't even feel sorry for the elephant. It would just be taken for granted.
Well, maybe, yeah. I mean, I guess, like you say, we've used the ox over time for farming and such like, so they've kind of been bred. That's been their role. Whereas I guess elephants do have that power, but I don't know. It seems a little bit skewed, like that you feel sorry for the elephant, but you don't feel sorry for the ox.
I
Like,
know.
I mean, sure. Like, why do we have this kind of, you know, categorization where like some animals we feel, you know, kind of some more of an emotional connection with than others. It seems odd to me.
Yeah, it does make you wonder.